Hello and welcome to episode 12 of the Talking Football Podcast. My name's Derek Clark, and each week I bring you an in-depth interview with some of the top figures of the game. We've had some brilliant guests on so far. Remember, if you've missed any, you can catch up on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud, and also on Podbean. This week we take a delve into the world of computers and the phenomenon that is Football Manager. I caught up with the founder of the great game. He released the aforementioned Football Manager for the ZX81 and the TRS-80 back in 1982. It is, of course, the one and only Kevin Toms. If you're a football fan, there's a high likelihood that you played at least one Football Manager game growing up. I know I spent hours upon hours on them, and not one was wasted. It was a pleasure to hear Kevin's story about how he created the famous game, the impact of it on the gaming world, and how he's brought it up to date with the relaunch on smartphones. So sit back and enjoy this week's edition of the Talking Football Podcast. Well, hello everyone and welcome to this week's edition of the Talking Football Podcast. And I'm delighted to say we have on the line this week the granddaddy of the Football Manager game, the one and only Kevin Toms. Kevin, thanks very much for joining us today.
Good day. Good to see. Good to be online.
Yes. There's so much to talk about. It's a fascinating game, of course. And you, of course, created Football Manager back in the early 80s. Can you tell us... Growing up as a young boy, were you a football fan as a kid?
Yeah, very much so. I didn't have the luxury of a big team to go and watch, but I used to love playing football, and I used to love going to the matches at Torquay United as well.
And in terms of the computer programming, when did your interest in that sort of start taking shape?
Well, I became a programmer after I left school as a job, and so unusually, I know other people, they started learning programming when they tried to write a game, but I did it the other way around. I'd already tried writing Football Manager as a board game numerous times, never quite got it the way I wanted it. And then once I became a programmer, I realized that using a computer was a better way to make this game that I was trying to create. And eventually that's what I did.
Yeah, and the Football Manager concept then, what sort of gave you the inspiration to go down that avenue and try and create something with regards to the football?
Yeah, well, that's again, I wasn't inspired by looking at other computer games. I was inspired by the board game that I'd already written several times or had several iterations of. And I liked the idea of a management game concept. I liked the idea of a strategy game with the kind of mechanics that that has. And at the time, it's pretty unusual as a concept. And but for me, it was familiar. What I was doing was adapting a board game concept to a computer game. And I liked the computer, what I could do with it, which was much more than I could do with a board game.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, in terms of sort of man hours, the amount of work that went into creating the original game, what we're talking about here, was it I guess it took you quite a considerable amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the original concepts I'd created as a board game, so that was over a number of years. But the assembling it as a computer game, I didn't track the hours, but it was over about a year in my spare time. So I've no idea how much I spent on it. And of course, it became very, as it got better and could do more, it got very gripping to actually do the writing. And then I was trying it out on people as well, so that was also interesting. And myself, yeah. I liked playing it,
you know. What was the reaction like then from like sort of family and friends when you were doing it?
Well, I couldn't get them off. that was the main thing. Obviously, I'd got something right there. Once they started playing, they were asking, obviously, how it worked, and I explained it, but it wasn't that hard to understand the way that you were balancing the attributes against each other and the sort of the risk you were taking, etc. Once they started, I couldn't get them to stop playing, and actually that was the inspiration for what I eventually called the company, which was Addictive Games. I suddenly realized I had an addictive game, basically.
Yeah, and I mean, for maybe people that were maybe
unfamiliar or haven't played your game, Kevin, can you tell us a little bit about what they can expect when they do play it?
Yeah, well, the main thing is that it's a much easier football management game than people are used to now. If they see a football manager, they expect it to be very complicated with a lot of detail. But I always, right from the beginning, I mean, there I was limited by, you know, what the memory available. But I also made it very easy to learn and play. So, yeah, you have a team and you're trying to take it up through the leagues and win the cup competitions. You buy and sell players. You set your strategy of how the team is going to play. You pick the players. You sometimes have to manage injuries and there's finances as well. So all the basic components are there. But what's different is that you can play it very easily and quickly. You know, you can play a season in half an hour or so. No, it doesn't take a long time. And then people get a lot out of that. And I say it in the present tense because I renewed it for mobiles and laptops. And so people are playing a new version of it. But it is a straightforward game to play. But it's a lot of fun and keeps people interested. That's the thing. It still has that capability.
When you first developed the game, how was it you sort of distributed it? How did you manage to sell copies of it?
Well, yeah, that was one of the interesting parts is I was there right at the beginning doing this. So there wasn't even a shop. I was based in Milton Keynes at the time where I wrote the game. Eventually moved to Bournemouth and was there longer. But when I first started, there wasn't a single shop in the UK you could buy a computer game. The only way to sell was by mail order. It was like a hobbyist thing going on. And so the first way I got it going was by placing a quarter page ad in a computer and video games, which was one of the early computer games magazines, in January 1982, that long ago. And this just was selling off the page by post. So I was posting out, the games were on audio cassette, and I was posting them out in response to orders. And it was an exciting moment when that very first check came through the post and dropped through the letterbox. And then it built from there.
Yeah, I was going to ask that, actually. At what point did you realize that the numbers that orders were coming in were so vast and it was really taking off?
There were a number of events, but in the early days when it was mail order like that, I was going down to the post office with jiffy bags, as they're called, you know, the padded envelopes,
yeah.
With cassettes in them and sending them off to people. And I got to a point where I went to the post office across the road and I had 92 jiffy bags for him to take. And he said, you know, he'd see me coming day after day. And he said, if you've got this much going on, you know, we'll come and collect the post for you. I said, really? And he said, yeah. So after that, I didn't have to go to the post office. They came around once a day and would pick up the games that I had prepared. So I guess that was one of the first signs of it really picking up. And then, of course, later when, you know, it was a while before the first retailers. And there was like a handful at first, and then eventually the chain stores, and that was a bit of a change as well.
Yeah, but in terms of like sort of time and all that sort of stuff, how long did it take you to get it onto the cassette to sort of send off to people?
Yes, interesting. I think if I remember rightly, it took about 15 minutes to record, and I used to literally, I was in a little one-bedroom flat, and I'd be sitting in the lounge watching TV and listening to the crackling sound of the recording being made. And then I would hear it stop and I'd know it's time to go and change the cassette and do another one. It was really like that.
Incredible. And I mean, were you working at the same time as, did you have a day job when you were doing this?
Yes, I was a professional computer programmer as well. I think it was COBOL was the language I was using at work. I was still, it was quite a few months in, later in the year when I first realized that I could turn this sideline into a job. And that was a big order from WH Smith that did that.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. The shops, did finally, I guess, did they got word of this doing the rounds and then they managed to approach you and take the games off you?
Yeah, they did. In fact, I got a phone call from a buyer at W.H. Smith, and called. He said, I want to buy your game, but you have to come down to London and we need to talk about it. So that was pretty amazing anyway. And so I went down there, and I knew they were going to want a discount. So I was ready. I had asked for advice on discounts, and I had an idea in my mind. And I thought, well, you know, if he takes no more than 60%, I'll have done okay. Hopefully it won't be worse than that, but I'll try and get, you know, better than that. And the guy said to me at the end of the meeting, he said, I want full color packaging. So, you know, you've got to change this. It was only like, black printing on a colored card at the time. He said, no, I want full color. You're going to have to do that. And I said, yeah, I can do that. And he said, I want 55% and I want 2,000. And negotiating hard, I just said, okay, you know, I was pretty thrilled with that, because the amount of money that brought in one invoice was not far short of what I earned in a year. So as a professional programmer at the time. So that was a real change point, definitely.
Yeah, I mean, we know now that the football manager sort of gaming industry is very vast, of course, and very successful. But at the time when you're producing this game back then, what was the sort of world of computer programming like back then? Was it, I guess, it's very alien to what it is now?
Yeah, and the games industry, for example. And yeah. I mean, it was very, very different. I mean, for a start, people have asked me, you know, did you think of getting a publisher to sell your game for you? And I often smile at that. I say, there wasn't any publishers. You know, the only way you could actually get a game out was write it yourself and publish it yourself, which is what I did. And there were many others doing the same thing. There were, many other people who had an interest and had written something and then sort of started doing the same as me. And we started off the first game shows we had, where we started to broaden out, you might say, was the, I think, the ZX Microfairs, which were about once a month or something. But they were the first chance we had to meet the people who were buying our games, you know, directly. So they were little hobbyist game shows, but they had quite a bit of interest. I mean, they grew pretty fast.
Yeah.
But there were no retailers, no publishers. It was just do it yourself.
Yeah.
And everybody was doing the same. It was a great time to be involved, because everybody, there were no business people really involved. They were all games developers themselves selling their own products. So it was a really nice time in that way.
Yeah, I can imagine being quite a fun time.
But
was there any other sort of football manager games out there or anything of the sort that was sort of competing with you at all?
There were, of course, over time, more and more people did football games. I think, I'm not sure whether it might have been, most of them came later, I think. I mean, the Football Director one, which is a different concept, came later. I think there was one called The Boss that came along. But most of them, of course, I was the first one, so they all followed on with variations on that. And Championship Manager, which became the current Football Manager, was well down the track later.
Yeah. The original of game, of course, you put your own face on the front cover as well. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, it wasn't there at the beginning. I didn't do that at the beginning because I didn't really spot the advantage of it, but I did later. And that was really inspired by meeting people at game shows, because I would be explaining the game to them and they would be asking questions, and they'd very often be players of the game, and I'd be saying, yeah, you know, I did this or I did that, and they would say, what, you wrote it? And I said, yeah. Oh, wow, okay. And then they get very excited and start talking to me more. And, so I just thought at the time, and I still believe that was correct, although I was one of the few people who actually did it, I just thought, what's the difference to music and books? I mean, you don't care who the publisher is of a piece of music, you care who the band is that's playing the music, or the singer, or whoever. And books, the same. You're more interested in the writer than some particular book publisher. You wrote the book, that's your style you're interested in. So I just thought computer games were the same. And so I thought, well, I'll do the same. The other thing is, there's a certain amount of belief in your product to do it, because, you know, you're going to get the criticism if you do that. You put your face up. But people liked it. And, you know, I think it would have happened more if it wasn't for later on, when publishers got control and, you know, didn't really want one of their developers to become well known because he might, you know, demand more money. You've got to keep him in his place, you know. So
yeah, I can imagine.
And I was the games designer and programmer as well. So, I mean, that was the thing. I was the author. So, you know.
Yeah, quite right as well. You created, of course, offsprings from that, Football Manager 2 and a World Cup edition as well.
Yeah.
What was the sort of variations from the game that we saw in those?
By that time, I was working with a publisher, you know, because it had all got too much. I wasn't writing anymore. So, yeah, Football Manager 2 was... both of them were complete rewrites, actually. And if I was to have my time again, I wouldn't do it because I made it hard for myself. I basically rewrites in terms of, you know, taking the game idea and structuring it completely differently, like a different structure. And I have done that a few times with football games now. But I think looking back, I should have done Evolution. But Football Manager 2 was very popular. It was the number one hit for 3 months. The World Cup edition was a bit more of a stress experience because, you know, I had a lot of workload on me at the time. And I don't know how I did it. I really don't, because I had my code in all 7 versions of 5 languages. And, you know, it was exhausting. So that doesn't feel like such a happy experience looking back at it. You know, so I don't think I could have done it now.
Yeah, in terms of the game, I mean, just to hark back to the orders again, was it worldwide orders we're talking here, or was it primarily just the UK we were talking?
It's gradually broadened out, certainly Western Europe and, you know, across the world over time. And that was one of the things that started happening, you know, like, for example, at the game shows that, you know, somebody from a different country would come and say, I'd like to distribute your game and that sort of thing. But there is a kind of odd event right at the very early on. While I was selling only the ZX81 and the original TRS-80 version, which was the first version, I got an order for 6 games from Tahiti. And literally from Tahiti. And I actually went down to my business advice center because I had no idea. I said, and they gave me an open check as well. And I said, I think they put a maximum on it or something like that. And I said, I don't know what to charge for this. And, you know, they gave me some ideas because they actually didn't want one. They wanted 6. So it was the most unusual thing. But, yeah, that happened earlier on. And they did send out the 6 games to Tahiti. So by boat.
Yeah, incredible stuff. Could you envision sort of back then how big the sort of the football manager genre, if you like, would grow to what it's become now?
No, of course. I was interested in, and I still am, I still love writing football games, but I didn't anticipate anything really in that way. It was just mostly at the time I was just doing things day to day. And I think also I was having, because I started off running the business myself, I was doing that, and that was quite tough for a lot of time to try and do the two jobs. So that was enough to just try and keep going.
Yeah, I can imagine. Do you ever play the Football Manager games yourself, Kevin?
I play my own because it's strange. I actually write it because I write it the way I like it. I play other ones and I don't really get into them so much because, you know, I know some people write games and say, I can't bear to play the game. You know, so long writing it, I can't bear it now. But I do it a different way, actually. I actually enjoy it. And I've always written the game with the idea of things that I find fun. And fortunately, that's what other people do as well. So, and I still do. I still play my own games. Not the original ones, but the current version, you know, on the Mac and the phone.
Yeah, well, I was going to say that that's what you're developing now, isn't it? You're sort of bringing it onto the sort of smartphone and that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I've done that, and you know, it's highly rated. You know, in terms of people reviewing it, 5-star rated, and I've done it on multiple platforms. It was about 3 or 4 years ago. I just put out online to a few people that were following what I was doing, and I said I could rewrite my original game for mobiles. Would you be interested? You know, the actual original one. And and there was a very positive response. So I started and I spent, I think it was about 12 months part time putting it together on iOS and Android. and initially, and I basically enjoyed every minute of that writing. I mean, I think one of the reasons the game is good is because the whole atmosphere of creating it was good. It was a real, you know, I referred to the design of the original, but I basically wrote something completely new code, of course, and I've evolved it also since. And so at first it was just iOS and Android, but now it's also on the Kindle and Mac and Windows 10 as well. So I've got five platforms for it, and it's very popular. Players love it a lot, and they play literally hundreds of seasons. I don't think you can get 500 seasons and this sort of thing, you know. And I don't think you can do that very quickly on some of the bigger games, you know, the more complicated games. So it's very rewarding. And of course, it's designed, you know, people used to sit at their computer, but now they can just carry it around with them. And, you know, they just play a little, when they got a bit of downtime and or when they're traveling and that sort of thing. And just stop and it's there ready to carry on when they get back. And, you know, when they get another opportunity to play it and work their way up the league just as before, you know.
Do you ever get any feedback? You often see sometimes guys playing the game, but not necessarily your game, but the Football Manager games when they're dressed out in the suit and all that, and they take it extremely seriously. Do you ever get sort of feedback like that from people?
I get lots of feedback, and you know, I mean, one of the things about my game is it doesn't need any Wi-Fi. So one piece of feedback I get is people use it on flights. You know, I flew to Japan and I was playing the game through the flight and things like that. But yeah, no, I get a lot of feedback. You know, can you give me an easy way to switch the sound off so that my wife doesn't know I'm playing it? you know, things like that. So some funny stuff as well. You know, and young, you know, there's a lot. Of course, I aimed it at people who played my games before, and it, you know, that one of the things they do say actually that's very, very, very common and strong is that there's a lot of nostalgia because the game has the same feel, same writer and same structure as before. It's, you know, it reminds them. So they're playing, it's, it reminds me when I was 14, you know, me and my mates and that sort of thing. So that pleasant nostalgia is, you know, it's really great. I mean, that's just an additional bonus as far as I'm concerned, that it does that for people. It takes them back and to happy days.
It's good. You mentioned that, like, the guys that obviously Championship Manager now, Football Manager and what have you, those sort of guys come in and, maybe, I don't know, seek advice from you or ask you about stuff when they were creating their own games at all?
No, not in those days. But, you know, we have met a few times. But, no, they I mean, I sometimes people try and make comparisons and I find that difficult because, mm-hmm. And I always say, well, you know, okay, they're about the same subject, but they're really like chalk and cheese, the two games, you know, or the games. And I always say it's a bit like you know, a music genre like rock or something, you wouldn't expect just one one band, you know. There's all different people writing different ways. It's still rock music, and I think it's a football management game. There's many variations, and there is. I mean, there's hundreds of them, dozens of them, you know. I just do my own.
Yeah. So. And, I mean, the Football Manager sort of, the game itself, how do you see it developing over the next, say, 20, 30 years?
I think the genre will continue to evolve. You know, for my own, I have some sort of serious plans. I mean, having done the renewal, which is a good description of my own game, you know, there's more I want to do because, I mean, I had a discussion with people that, of changes, you know, they say you could you add this, could that, you add that, and it got to a point where I came to conclusion that it wouldn't be good to change it too much from the original, because that's what people have nostalgia about, so there's kind of a boundary around it. But myself, I have lots of ideas, so my plan is to do a new evolution which will allow me to take it the way I want to take it.
Yeah, and do you do any other? I know you've done other games before in the past as well, Kevin. Yeah, do you do any other games on the side as well?
I did do a World Cup game actually as well last year, which is a variation I made for the World Cup. So that's still there on the app stores. And in the past, of course, I did President and Software Star as well. So a game about running an oil-rich country and Software Star about running a software business. Yeah, Actually, with all the turmoil going on at the moment, I mentioned online just yesterday that maybe I should write a new version of president, or should I call it prime minister, which caused a bit of amusement. But I'd rather be, it all be on the brighter side of it, be fun, but you know, than the way things have been in some ways. But yeah, I mean, you know, in fact, people have said to me they do want me to do another a new version of Software Star, and they do want me to do a new version of president. But I've always said, like, down the line, you know, I'd like to do that, but not right yet.
Yeah, but, and finally, I mean, you mentioned the App Store. If people want to maybe download a version, get the Football Manager game that you've got out there at the moment, how do they do so, and how do they get in touch with yourself as well?
I've got you can either find me on Facebook, Kevin Toms Games, or I've also got kevintoms.com. You can find me there. On the app stores, and that's iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, Windows, and Mac. The thing to do is look for my name. I made it easy because I called the game Kevin Toms Football Star Manager. And by using my name, it's easy to find my games because you just look for Kevin Toms. Much easier than trying to find it other ways.
Well, that was episode 12 of the Talking Football Podcast with the Football Manager creator, Kevin Toms. Thanks very much for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast so you'll never miss an episode. Remember, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, SoundCloud and Podbean if you just type Talking Football into the search function. You can also keep up to date with us on our Twitter page. We're at Talking_Football, and we're also on Facebook as well. I hope you can join me again next week. Bye for now.